Welcome to the Cosmic Lounge. We are getting close to the end of this year, actually very, very close to the Christmas 2023. And there is something about the season to me that I feel very present is the energy of prosperity and abundance that is more possible here. And I don't know if it is because we see it more in the way materialistically it's thrown a little bit at our face. Through the concept of gifting things that is just more in front of us, but it's still the idea that it is more possible for us to be more open to this this prosperity and this abundance. And so I wanted to really dive into this concept because there's also so many of you who are asking me about this experience, extraordinary life that I just rebranded and launched a couple of weeks ago, and that really supports this possibility of living a life that is abundantly fueled. And but in order again to access to this abundance, we're going to have to first understand intellectually and practice from that space what abundance and prosperity means. So we're going to dive today into this concept of abundance, and then I'm going to share with you a few tips on where to find it and how to cultivate it and nurture it on a daily basis, right, in our ordinary, so that it transformed the path of scarcity and lack of into this true prosperous, rich, wealthy feeling, this yumminess inside that there's just always enough, more than enough, that what we truly, truly need. So abundance is, and this is something where maybe already your mind is going to shift into, abundance, if you are looking at the dictionary, into the dictionary, you're going to most likely see, and when you ask people around, and I invite you to do it, it's actually a fun exercise to do, when you ask people, well, what is prosperity? What is abundance? You know, abundance according to you. Most people will tell you this is going, it's having more than enough. It's really, there's always more for me to go dive into so that, you know, I don't feel worried. So it is, there is this connection to, and this belief that abundance is something that is more than what I have today. And by the nature, the universal principle of that you probably already have heard before me talking about, is that you cannot make more of what is not here. If it's not here, it's not there. If it's not now, like here, it cannot be more of that there. But if you want more of nothing here, there's going to be more of nothing there. So what we need to really shift our mind into is that abundance is not something more that I don't see here. Abundance, and I'm asking you to really tune deeply into your being when I say these words, abundance is an ability. Abundance is an ability, the ability to get what we need when we need it. So this is, it seems, a very simple question, sentence. Now the question is, why is it so hard, so it seems, to actually become abundant? Well, it's because in that first sentence, one, we are understanding it's not a thing for me. It's not a space for me. Abundance is not a space to get to arrive to. It's not a destination. Abundance is an ability that is innately ours right here, right now, that we need to use. It's like a tool that we need to tune into to use it. So it's not about I need to look outside of myself to actually find abundance. It is I need to remember that that's who I truly am right here, right now. There is an abundant me existing right here, and my work is to actually tune into it to access it. So that's the first shift. The second shift is in this sentence, it is the ability to get what we need when we need it. when we need it. So very often, we are going to look into, well, I need this. And it really is not a need, a true essential need that will support the soulful journey that we are on. It is a want. And we have tended to attend to our want, which are ego-based, which are connected to what is missing right here, right now, therefore scarcity and emptiness, more than our true essential soulful needs. So what we tend to do is to keep running the show on scarcity is motivating me, because it's emotional, to actually look outside of myself, to go get something I don't know I already have. So I'm looking for something I don't know what is, and because I don't have it here, and I don't see it inside of me or inside of my life, I'm going to have to create some kind of wealth, some kind of abundance to go and get it out there. Hence how humanity has created money. Instead of just trading geniuses and energy, equally valuable, because we don't know our inner worth, we are just creating an outer wealth that is money, and we are working our literally asses off to get some money to get something that we don't see is happening here. Do you understand the craziness of this? That sounds very, very cumbersome, complex, difficult. It's hardship written all over. Whereas when we start looking into, I'm going to get what I need effortlessly because this is what I truly need right now, it's already here. Because we are realizing, oh, this is the need that I have, which is never a thing. It never starts with a thing. A need that we have is an experience. We need more connection. We need more love. We need more, we need a transformation. We need safety. We need joy. That's what we truly need. These are the experiences we truly need to tune into, to experience, to embody. We don't need a Ferrari, although I would not say no to a Ferrari, but this is not what I need. This is what I want. And there's a difference, very drastic difference, between motivating our actions because of responses to a need of embodying an experience and reacting to a lack of that will create this want to fill out, to fill a gap, right? So tuning into abundance is first that first realization, realizing that it's the ability that is innate to get what we need when we need it. So if something seems to not come to you effortlessly, it's because something is not needed right here, right now, in this moment, for two reasons. It's either because that's not a need, true, it's a want based out of lack of, or that you need to do something, to be something, in order for you to be ready to receive what you truly need. Right. And I'm going to explain that with the analogy of that I always give to my private clients is the analogy of the airport and the plane. You may have heard it already in previous podcast, but imagine that power is what I want, it's what I need, and this is the planes. Those are the planes. There's more planes. I want bigger planes to come and land into my beautiful city. But in order for me to come from having a little airport that is open to Cessnas, for example, this little 2 or 4 6-seaters that can come in and out of it pretty easily, and you know, the ability to receive a 747 or you know a huge A380, I'm going to need to first transform, expand my airport. There's no way that the same tarmac that is getting to land a Cessna is the same length, and ability to receive those big airplanes. So if I want more fun, more power, more joy, more people coming in my town, because it's going to come at the cost of first building the airport. And building the airport takes time and awareness, because it requires system and processes and a logic of effortlessness that moves the flow so that there is enough of everything that is needed to receive these people. Safety, joy, entertainment, rest, food, just name it, to move the flow of passengers. There's a need for this airport to be thought through in order to flow everything. So we need to keep in mind that these planes, these passengers, this is what we truly, truly desire. But first, they are not going to be able to land unless the airport is actually capable of receiving this effortlessly. If not, it's going to be a chaos ensued. So now when you look into your life, this is a little bit of the same analogy, right? Is that you desire more of something. And that is just keeping your eyes on the price. What is it that you need to be today? If you cannot have access effortlessly to what you think you want or desire or truly need, what is it that you need to be today? What needs to shift in your belief system, for example, in your narrative, that today is not great enough to receive this greater power that you feel the desire that you want, right? That you truly need to support your soulful journey. So when you're looking at power and capacity in this way, you're going to start seeing, oh, right? It's like, you know, giving a 10-year-old a telephone. That's a lot of power. You don't know at 10 years old if that very kid has the capacity to handle the very power of a phone. And in order to give the phone, which seems to be a lot of power, there's a need to ensure that the capacity is there to manage the power of the phone. It's the same with a car. You're going to give a car to a younger, or somebody who doesn't have to be younger, but somebody who doesn't have the capacity to manage this car, it can be very devastating, right? So what you truly desire, and that's what life at times tells no, you're not ready for this. You want this, you can have it, but you first gonna need to elevate your capacity to actually say yes to this so that you can truly enjoy it. It is not to tell you you're not capable of, or you don't deserve it. It is telling you you need to get ready for it. And who you need to be to get ready for it is what life is just asking you to step into, right? So abundance requires the capacity to be ready for the power. So how do we get ready for this capacity? Well, once again, that's the journey of looking into what are my limiting beliefs that are ready to transform? What are the narratives that I'm still thinking and fueling my action through that are related to who I was when I was 5 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, 15, 17, 20, just name it. What is it that I still believe about myself, others, or the world that is too limiting for this great power that I desire, that greater experience? Right? Who do I need to be more responsible of in order for me to expand more of my power? Power is responsibility. Accessing to more abundance in our life, accessing to this place where we can enrich our life, means that I'm going to have to give back something. And this give back is not to others. The give back is the management of that very power for our own good, for our own well-being, for our own safety and our own enjoyment. Right? It's too easy to be given power that is mishandled and will slap back our own face. It's not only to others. Right? So many have been given more, and that has not actually enriched their life because they didn't know how to manage such a power. right? So this invitation today in this podcast is to really help you look at the concept of abundance in a very different way. You know, this prosperity, this abundance, this capacity to access to this unlimited flow of goodness that is ours already, but demands something from us that is this, like creating the space, our life, our belief system, the way we think, our mindset needs to be designed to receive, welcome, manage in the long term all of this power called abundance that our conscious mind, ego perceive. So today, what is it that is not yet ready for you to welcome, and that seems to be a resistance? Like, you desire more connection, more friendship, more love, you desire more money, you desire more travel. Like, why is it that it's not here and now already given to you? Well, it's not because you don't deserve it, for sure. It's not because you deserve it. We all deserve what we are ready to embody in order for us to turn more chaos into light. So whatever you desire, it's ready for you, but it demands you to step into the looking at the capacity to receive what you truly desire. So if that speaks to you, and you want to dive into understanding more about this capacity, well, you're lucky. This is your lucky day, because I am about to put together for the new year, so in about a couple of weeks, a 30-day prosperity abundance challenge. And this is going to be available on the website of Experience Extraordinary. And these 30 days is really going to help you shape your capacity to say yes to abundance, to tune into your abundant self, right? So stay tuned. If you're here listening to the podcast, the likelihood you belong to the community. If you don't, please tune into experienceextraordinary.com. When you're going to be there, you're going to check the toolkits, for example. It's all free. Sign up for the toolkit. You'll receive the toolkit, and then you're going to be part of the community. You will receive the newsletter, all the news, the events, the discounts, the promo, all the news, and the nurturing guidance that I share every week. So that's a lot of abundance already to say yes to nurture your soul. So that action already is saying that you're ready for it. So get ready. I'm getting ready too. And then we meet in 2024, the first week, with this challenge, prosperity challenge, ready for you. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you next time on another Cosmic Lounge.